This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio. It's your toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight as we launch into hour number two, you've got Ian,
James,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about the police state on the rise in Manchester, New Hampshire today as police set up checkpoints and pointed guns pointed what appear to be machine guns at peaceful people who were just trying to go to work on these vehicular checkpoints after they had collected the suspect that they believed who had shot, early this morning, two police officers in the streets of Rimmen Heights. That's West Manchester. A number of liberty activists live in that area, and some were apparently awakened by gunfire at about 2 in the morning.
The others just slept right through it.
Now, could you imagine the police, like, doing this, like, if one of your family members was murdered, like, closing down the entire city and, like, well, half the city anyway, and...
No, they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, like...
No, this activity is because police were shot.
Yeah, like, this is basically... I feel like it's a very double standard where, you know, a police officer gets shot, and that's very tragic, and I think it's a terrible thing, but, you know, like... I don't think the correct solution is to inconvenience everyone.
Absolutely. And not just inconvenience, but threaten and take their rights. I mean, to have a gun pointed at you simply because you're driving somewhere is ridiculous. And, of course, the excuse is that they might have been searching for a second, you know, an accomplice, someone who might have been involved in the same shooting, was the theory as to why they continued this after hours after they had actually arrested the suspect. He has now been charged with, I think, two counts of capital murder, if I'm not mistaken. And let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything that you want. The guy left a 700-plus page manifesto on his Facebook page, as well as you can, of course, roll down his Facebook page and go back for a few years and just sort of read his commentary to get an idea of where this guy is coming from.
Where is he coming from? You read it.
A place of crazy. Let's go to Rusty in Dallas. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rusty.
Yeah, howdy, guys. I've been calling in about 2 nights ago in regards to the Texas Republican Convention and Texas Independence.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And you said that the Republicans in Texas at their convention for the first time ever may actually be voting on secession.
Yes. Update for that. What happened was last night there was a vote to remove that plank from the party platform. It was 16 people said yes, remove it from the party platform because we had gotten it in. 15 said no, and there was an abstention. Okay. What then happened after that was 7 people signed on to a minority report. And if you file a minority report correctly, that means you can move to adopt the minority report and actually debate it on the House floor or the convention floor. That was not done properly. They used the rules that were agreed upon. They said, well, you have to give it 30 minutes after or before we adjourn, basically, for us to consider the minority report filed. So that brings us to today. Today, the convention met, and we had a general session, and we were voting on the platform. There was actually debate on Texas independence because there was a motion to amend a sovereignty plank in our platform saying that Texas has the right and should reassert its right as an independent nation if the federal government kind of oversteps the lines. That was the gist of it. There was 4 people talking in favor, 4 people talking against. It goes down to a vote. The vote is so close that the chair has to ask people to stand up to either say they were for it or against it. And many people think that the people for the motion to amend where it would insert language or add language that says Texas has a right to secede, if the federal government oversteps bounds, they believe they want it. The chair didn't agree, but it was so close just on voice. People yelling, yes, I'm in favor of it, or no, I'm not, that they had to have people stand up and then either if they're in favor or sit down if they're in favor. So that's a huge deal. It's never happened before.
So hold on. So just to clarify, there's a lot of parliamentary procedure going on here.
Well, basically, it was almost adopted. It came very, very close.
Oh, I thought you said it did get adopted. So
no, he's just claiming that it was so close that there's arguments about it. They didn't count the votes. They just somebody's out there took an eyeball count of how many people are standing in any given circumstance and said, I don't want to deal with this, so I'm giving it to the people that are making it easiest on me, which is to say the ones that don't want secession.
So then that's the official result is, at this point, the entire delegation voted, and the administrators or the executives of the Texas Republican Party determined, based on an eyeballing of the crowd, that the proposal for supporting secession did not succeed. So therefore, the Texas Republicans are not at this time officially supporting secession, but a significant amount of them did vote for it.
Yes, that's correct.
Now, here's one of my critiques. So, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing what was going on here. I think, you know, great, if you can handle all of this parliamentary BS, then good on you. It's just almost intolerable to me. But the wording of, well, we reserve the right, if the federal government is to do something really bad, that we can go ahead and secede. Well, wait a minute. Aren't we already to that point? And this is like the sort of wide open loophole that just allows them to never do anything about it, because there's no real test there. There's no, you know, litmus test as far as
tie downs, Ian. I mean, this is how it's done in sales. First, you get them to say yes to something sort of completely reasonable that people would say yes to. Mm-hmm. If I could get this car in a price range that you could afford, would you be interested in taking it home today? Yes. Excellent. Then we're on the same page. If the federal government did a bunch of horrifying things, would you be willing to support secession for Texas?
So you're saying this should be a part of a long-term plan where
unqualified victory.
And then the next year they get another version in. I'm sorry, it just doesn't...
No, they didn't get this victory in. Right. They still have to get this victory in the next
go-around. Year.
Yeah. Not next year, next term.
Well, is it how many terms? How
probably
many years?
2 years. Probably two years.
Two more years?
Yeah, two more years to the next convention, but... That's not only the good thing, it's the first time there's ever been debated on the floor. There's cameras there, press is on it.
What were the objections? I mean, by the people who want to keep the status quo, who want to stay as a state to keep Texas, which is, you know, a humongous place and certainly could be its own country. It's got plenty of natural resources. What were the arguments to keep Texas a state?
Well, the main arguments were people misinterpreted or misread it and thought that it was actually calling for secession right then and there, and what it does, it calls for a referendum to kind of have like an unofficial straw poll, non-binding resolution, just to see where Texans are on the issue.
So y'all couldn't even get a resolution on the issue. See, that's why I say, if people are going to jump to the conclusion that you're asking for secession, you might as well go all the way and ask for secession. I'm not trying to jump down your throat. I'm just making a general statement to secessionists out there. Go ahead and just call the question. Put the issue, the actual issue of secession, on the table, and then see what kind of votes you get.
Well, I think that you should do that after people are saying that secession is a viable option.
It is.
Well, who said that?
I said that.
Yeah. Well, you're the crazy guy on the radio in New Hampshire. You don't have anything to do with
it. One out of five Americans are in favor of their state seceding. Yeah.
Apparently, half of the Republicans that are willing to go to the convention in Texas are.
That's good news.
Half Republicans beats the hell out of your one in five Americans. So let's get the Republicans down on paper saying that, yes, if the government is bad enough, that we would be willing to support secession.
That's the problem.
And then begin to ask them, exactly what does the government need to do?
That's a good question.
In order to be bad enough? Because whatever they say, I've got a news story for it.
That's true. They have done all of those
things. Whatever it is. We want drone killings of American citizens? I got you one.
Yep.
You know, like, wherever. I got it.
Checkpoints.
We'll do it.
House searches. Police state, we got all that. Checkpoints and outside of the cities, inside of the cities.
As I understand, a violation of the Third Amendment, quartering soldiers in civilian buildings, I think I've got one of those, too.
That happened during Hurricane Katrina.
Yes, it happens. Whatever it is, whatever violation you might think it is, the federal government has done it already.
Rusty, thanks for your update, and keep us in the loop as time goes on here. You gotta congratulate the Texas secessionists. They are the best organized secession movement out there. And there are apparently multiple secession movements within Texas. So not all the secessionists even agree on the terms of the secession. There's that many of them in Texas. And, of course, as the political season continues to go on, hopefully we'll hear more discussion from various different places in the United States and beyond about secession. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, if you're designing a business card for yourself, you want to keep it simple. Don't put a manifesto on your business card. If you're ready to get some business cards, go to Vistaprint.com, and you can grab...
It's hard not to have a manifesto, though, because at this point, there's so many different ways that people like to communicate. They want your LinkedIn, they want your Skype, they want your your cell phone number.
I say keep it simple.
I'm not saying you shouldn't. Yeah. Some people have office numbers still. There's all kinds of different ways to be in contact with people, and you want to provide people with this contact information.
At the same time, I'm kind of a cheapskate. I want to make sure that my card doesn't have to be updated every time some little bit of contact info changes. So the simpler I can keep my business cards, the better off I feel like I am.
When was the last time your Skype information changed?
I use LRN.FM now rather than my personal Skype.
Okay, so it changed
Skype.
Twice. Yep.
I mean, I still have the personal Skype, but I never logged into it unless I'm going to be on, like, RT or something like that, and I need it for some reason.
I get emails from people where they have, like, their signature, and then it has all their contact information.
Yeah.
And it can be a tome. I have, I have little bits of information in there, too, just sort of telling people that, hey, you know, I'm tracking this email through my sales software, but don't worry, it's nothing compared to what the NSA does. And then, I've got different stuff written down there. It's just, I don't know. It's hard.
Anyway, you can make your business card however you want. I just like to keep mine simple.
I recommend simplicity, too.
Whatever kind of...
Draw their attention to the way you want to be contacted.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever you want to do with your business card, they can do it over at Vistaprint.com. Customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates. Or if you've already got your card laid out, you just want to upload the graphics and be done with it, you can do that, too. That's what I did. I had made some cards for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, the movie that I had the pleasure of producing. And I just uploaded the graphics, finished it up. Submitted it, was done. It's a super easy to use tool. And you can also design postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, and invitations. So whatever you need for your home-based business, go to Vistaprint.com and get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. You want to upgrade the quality? You can throw in a few extra bucks and get thicker stock, brilliant finish like metallic, spot gloss, or raised print. It's super easy to use, and Vistaprint guarantees that you'll love your products every time or they'll make it right. So here's how you get the deal of 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Use code FTL at checkout. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, when you're at checkout at Vistaprint.com. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. Sarah is on the line in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, did you know that the blue states tend to have lower traffic fatalities and that the red states happen to have higher traffic accidents due to they have less laws, except, of course, New Mexico.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, where's your source for this?
You don't know.
So hold on just a second. The blue states, New York, is home to the biggest state, the biggest city in the union. You want to say they have fewer traffic fatalities than what's the biggest red state?
Well, presumably per capita is what we're talking about.
Yes, okay, right. Now we're
per capita.
All right, now we're at per capita.
Here's the thing. Except New Mexico, we're a blue state, but we're right up there with a red state. And you know something, the statistics...
Well, no, we've corrected you on this before, actually. New Mexico, if I'm recalling correctly, wasn't in the top traffic fatalities.
Well, how come the news...
So when someone asks you where you're getting your claims from and you say, I don't know, that kind of invalidates what you were saying, doesn't it?
I do know where I get it from. I get it from the local news. Why would they put it on the radio news... You know, it's in the newspaper and the news, local news, 71 pedestrians killed, number second in bicycle fatality, number one in motorcycle fatality.
What you had said earlier, though, was that your reasoning and you thought as to why let's presume what you're saying is true and that red states have...
I've got NBCNews.com says, to an extent that mystifies safety experts and other observers, federal statistics show that people in red states are more likely to die in road crashes. The least likely states, those with the fewest car crash deaths per 100,000, are overwhelmingly blue. Now, they don't claim why, they just claim.
Well, Sarah claimed that the reason why was because they had fewer laws, and I don't know if that's a true statement, but even if it is true, there are actually experiments where I believe Denmark is one of the places where this has been done, where they actually got rid of all of the road signs. They got rid of all the traffic control devices, basically, and they just sort of let it ride and let people go out there and take their chances. And it turned out that actually made people drive safer. So having fewer laws around actually seems to make people drive safer.
Well, I mean, that's Denmark. You know, it's a really super tiny country. But it seems like the blue states have more seatbelt laws, for example, the helmet laws. They enforce speeding laws. And I don't know what they do, but the blue states have a more of a tendency of doing that. But like I said, New Mexico is a platypus. We're not a mammal. It's like we lay an egg and have a duck bill, but we're not a duck. We're not a red state. We're a blue state, but we act like a red state. You know, platypus, it's a mammal.
Yeah, I know what a platypus is. I don't get the
analogy. Well,
she's claiming, okay, so New Mexico is like number 10 or 11 here on this list of deadliest states as far as car crashes go, according to these numbers. It's states.
Yeah, it looks like number 11 on a list I'm looking at.
And it is the first blue one. Now, I'm going to contend that New Mexico is probably purple, but compared to Wyoming, Mississippi, and Arkansas, it's certainly blue. And then Florida comes in second, I would say, and they call that blue. Would you call Florida a blue state with a Republican governor?
I don't understand Florida at all. I was told that it's pretty Republican.
I don't understand any.
What about New Hampshire? Do you think New Hampshire is a red state or a blue state?
Well, you guys are in the Northeast, right? You guys are all blue up that way, close to Boston.
Some people would say New Hampshire is a red state.
It's a swing state.
Oh, no, it's
some people would say New Hampshire is a purple state. New Hampshire, by the way, doesn't even have an adult seatbelt law. I'd like to point out New Hampshire.
Most local states don't have that. The helmet law, I should say. I'm sorry.
I was talking about seatbelt law. Yeah. New Hampshire, I believe, is the only state of all the 50 states that has no adult seatbelt law. Am I correct about that?
The state, as I understand it, is Massachusetts, and they have the lowest compliance with seatbelt laws in the nation.
They are about the same as New Hampshire.
I don't think but it's lower than New Hampshire, the compliance level.
It's like by a percentage.
Yeah, it's by a point. So I don't think that the correlation, you've come up with a claim here, and I don't think your claim necessarily bears out from what my understanding of the world is that more laws somehow make people safer. If so, North Korea is a damn safe place, right?
I've never been there. How do I know?
That's a fair answer. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Appreciate it.
No, there's not a lot of car crashes, I'll bet you.
That's true.
Yeah, I think it was Germany that was one of the countries that did away with the all the signs and the...
Was it Germany?
Yeah, and the idea behind it is that, you know, if you're looking around for signs, you know, you're not paying attention to the road. And so things like the roundabouts supposedly are much, you know, safer than, like, stop signs because the people aren't worried about, like, I got to obey these signs. They're like, no, I got to drive safely. That's what their focus is on.
Or if you're driving around on, like, let's say a cliff with the barriers to the right side of you, and, you know, versus a cliff with no barriers, you're probably going to drive a lot more carefully on the cliff that has
to be careful around those corners
barriers.
Everybody's going to want to hug the cliff side.
All right, 855-453. You can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Join us on the air. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, if you're tired of governments murdering people around the world, the answer is not to lower yourself to their level and commit murder. That's what, well, first of all, it doesn't look like this guy, this psychopath, this alleged shooter in Manchester was in any way a libertarian. He actually is calling for a government-run bank. I don't know if you happen to still have that pulled up, James, but we should probably share that quote here in a moment. But if you're tired of the government's murdering people, don't take matters into your own hands with violence. Use Bitcoin. That's the alternative. Stop using their money. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. So stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it and spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. We've been sharing with you about this nut job who apparently, allegedly, had shot two police officers in Manchester early this morning. He's got a multi-hundred page, I don't know, manifesto is the right word, rambling screed about how he believes he has a chip, some sort of bionic chip implanted into his brain.
A brain-computer interface.
That's what it was. The BCI, the brain-computer interface.
It's a silk one, too, so I guess it's...
Is that expensive?
Well,
it doesn't show up on an MRI.
Yeah, so it has to be silk so it doesn't interact with your organic components in your body.
I see.
And so it's expensive. Expensive. Really expensive.
Well, the government will spare no expense.
To track this moron.
Well, maybe not track him. Maybe he believes he's being controlled by this. I don't know if it's a tracking chip. It says brain-computer interface, so that suggests that he might believe that they're actually giving him commands.
Based on, like, I don't know, like my... preliminary research here. I think he thinks that, like, maybe it's some private entity that's controlling him, and he needs the government to protect him.
Could very well be, because the manifesto, or whatever you want to call it, witness statement.
He sends it out to government workers.
Yeah, he's sending it to government police departments, other government investigative agencies, and he wants them to know what has happened to him.
Here's that quote about the bank. He says, "I wish that I had the option to just walk down the street and go to a bank that is owned and run by the United States."
Now, to be clear, this is 5 years. This quote is almost 5 years old. So, of course, people can change their views over time. But presuming, and I believe I saw something about this U.S. bank idea in his manifesto as well. But anyway, go ahead.
He says, "I'd rather see my money in the hands of my government than in the hands of some random privately owned corporation." Like, I guess I'd rather have the opposite. Like, I'd rather see my money in the hands of corporations.
Yeah,
and
it's not random. You picked them, right?
That's true, yep.
I'd rather see the money in my hands rather than some government or some bank. And, of course, that's what Bitcoin allows us to do. It allows us to become our own bank and be responsible for our own savings. Bitcoin, of course, is an amazing thing.
Like, I'd probably agree with him. Like, I think the banking system is screwed up, but it's because of the government. Like, you and I can't go open a bank.
Well, he believes the government's going to solve the problem, which shows this guy is not a libertarian, or at the very least, he wasn't back in 2011 when he wrote this. And I don't think his writing has become more coherent over time. I think it's actually easier to read what he's written if you're going back in time. On his Facebook page.
He's probably getting crazier.
That's what it seems like. Let's go to the phones and to the phone, actually to Skype, where TJ, who's normally in the studio with us, he's on a Mother's Day extended vacation out there at the old family homestead. Hey, TJ, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
How's it going, Ian? I just wanted to say, anytime I seem to leave, all the interesting stuff happens. Like, it's always a snow news day in New Hampshire, and I come, and I was like, goodness gracious, I leave when all the excitement happens.
Well, don't worry. We'll promise you at some point something exciting will happen while you're here. Oh, wait, we got raided by the FBI while you were here, so you must have forgotten that part.
Oh, yeah, that was always a real hoot. So I wanted to tell you, as a mathematician, I love correlation and causation, and it's wonderful to play around with it. I don't know if you knew this, but this is an absolute fact. Did you know that children that get driven to school in a Lexus or a Mercedes, they do better in school, they get higher SAT scores, they're much more likely to go to Harvard or Yale, they're much more likely to not be arrested for anything. And so a politician actually proposed, when I told him this, he said, why don't we just tax everybody and we'll give the money to poor people so they can buy Lexuses and Mercedes so they can drive their kids. I mean, it is factually true. I'm not making that up.
No, it's true. Sure.
Yes, if your parents drive a Lexus or Mercedes and they drive you to school in a Lexus or Mercedes, you're much more likely to do better on your SAT than if you get driven in a Chevy Caprice or a junker car.
Yep. But
of course,
if you drove everybody to school in a Lexus or Mercedes, suddenly you would find that these numbers no longer correlate. Turns out it doesn't make a difference at all.
Well, yes, it's just a correlation. It's not a causative thing. It's a correlative thing. And so, as we like to say in mathematics, correlation doesn't imply causation. So going back to the previous caller with the red state, blue state phenomenon, it might actually be true that blue states like New York. Now, remember, New York State, most of the population is actually in New York City. And when you think about big blue states, the population is going to be in cities where the drivers are going to be driving, say, 20, 30 miles an hour. Like in downtown Manhattan, you can't be doing 70 miles an hour in downtown Manhattan.
Interesting.
So
you practically have to have a wood chipper on the front of your car to kill somebody in Manhattan, right?
Right. So, it is possible, like states like Idaho, Arizona, Texas, that are red, a lot of people are going to be zipping around at 70 miles an hour on the interstate, and that probably, of course, that is a lot more fatal. So, I mean, it might actually be true, but the thing is, I don't know, if you actually took Democrats and Republicans and you put them on the same type of roads, I think you'd see that correlation disappear very fast.
I don't know. So when you look at blue states, think about some blue states here for a minute. New Jersey, it's highly concentrated up in the northeastern part of the state, but after that, the places it's rural. When you look at New York State, rural. When you look at Illinois, the place is rural.
Still, though, the population density matters where it does.
It was per 100,000. So Why? I mean, is it that is it that cities are so safe as far as the traffic fatalities go? Mm-hmm. Are cities so safe that it just skews these numbers entirely?
That's what I think TJ was suggesting.
Yeah. Well, it's possible. I mean, you know, it's really hard to tease out correlation and causation.
It is really hard.
The only way you would know is you'd have to have a blue city and a red city. And everybody would have to drive the same type of car. You'd have to have the same, you know, for example, subway accidents per capita in New York State are a lot higher than, say, subway accidents in Montana.
New Hampshire,
because Montana doesn't have any subways. So, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you can play around with the numbers and fiddle with them and usually get all kinds of interesting conclusions. But the bigger question is, even if it were true, so what? I mean, the thing is, if you have laws, I mean, we can do all kinds of things to make ourselves safer, but, a lot of us would probably balk at them we don't want to give up all our liberties. I mean, sure, we can be absolutely safe if you give up all your liberties, but, I don't think many of us would want to do that.
Yep. In fact, it's safer in a padded cell.
It is, actually. You know, if everybody just put, a TV camera and walked around with a tracker on every day and, everybody had no sharp knives, if we just banned all sharp instruments, it'd be very hard. You'd make it really hard to kill people or kill yourself.
So what do you think about this guy who's claiming he has a chip implanted in his brain and has now allegedly shot at police in Manchester, just to change things up here?
I took, on the first page of his manifesto, you can see he has paranoid schizophrenia. I mean, all the signs, the ideas of thought projection, reference, persecutory delusions, being controlled by an outside entity, people, the light bulbs are talking to him, telling him to do stuff, that kind of stuff. That is just classic paranoid schizophrenia. So, most people with schizophrenia are not dangerous. A lot of people think mentally ill and they think dangerous. What it really is they just don't have the same sense of reality that normal people do. And, what's interesting? Well, I don't know. That's about all I have to say for this segment. So I'll let you on to all the fun and I'll be back in about a week.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks, TJ the Spy, for the call tonight. Toll free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can join us there and sound good, just like TJ did. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that 900 diseases are connected to nutrient deficiency? Are you wrestling with high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, or cancer? Then take a moment to write down this information.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctor's Own. I'm coming to Knoxville to share with our church families why we have the capacity to live well beyond 120. See you in Knoxville.
May the 18th, Dr. Joel Wallach will be at New Friendship Baptist Church, 1933 Texas Avenue, Knoxville. May the 19th, Dr. Wallach will be at the Holiday Inn, World's Fair Park, 525 Henley Street, downtown Knoxville. Call 865-684-9107.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We got time for you if you want to join us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. You don't have to talk about the pretty crazy shooter, alleged shooter, from Manchester, New Hampshire. He's named Ian McPherson, apparently. He's been charged with capital murder, or attempted capital murder, I believe, because he didn't actually end up killing the police officers that he shot, allegedly, early this morning in the streets of West Manchester. And he has on his Facebook page links to a Scribd account with multiple 700-page manifestos that appear to be similar content. Maybe they're just different revisions. I'm not sure which one is the newest versus which one is the oldest. It's not really clear based on just a glance which one is the newest. But anyway, we're going to link to some of that for you on our Facebook and Twitter. And in fact, James is writing up a more lengthy piece for freekeen.com for later this evening. Likely will be published at some point soon. I think you're probably going to be scooping people on that one, James, because the mainstream media hasn't, if they've gotten wind of these posts, they haven't yet written anything about them. So we're going to continue. You can bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. If you support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. It's $5 a month. That helps us get on more radio stations around the country, bring the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as possible, and you can get perks too, like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, and the Amp Only Facebook group. You'll get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card, as well as Visa or MasterCard. Our Bitcoin option is only partially working, so apologize for the frustration there. We're still waiting to hear back from Coinbase on a technicality. But otherwise, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. We sure do appreciate it. Let's talk to Tim. He's listening in Wyoming via TuneIn. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Ian, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Tim.
Good show tonight. I'm enjoying it. I love hearing from the New Mexico Board of Tourism every night. That's always a...
Don't go to New Mexico. You're going to get killed by a driver.
She wants people to go on one night, and then the next night she doesn't want people to go.
Right. I mean, I guess you could go out to White Sands and get irradiated or something, too, if you really wanted to. But, you know, there's a... you're more likely in Wyoming to get gored by a... You know, run over by a buffalo or attacked by a bear, eaten by a wolf. gored by a cousin.
Right out here in southwest New Hampshire, I helped save a guy who had gotten gored by a bison. Yeah,
oh, really?
It was a bison farm. This fellow thought it was a good idea to get into the pen with the bison and a water buffalo, too. The bison got him. The water buffalo did not. And I had to stay with him and apply pressure until we could get an ambulance there.
In all likelihood, the water buffalo would have just ripped him in half. So.
Yeah, well, the bison was no slouch either, my friend.
Oh, no kidding. But, no, what I was going to say, I mean, I wanted to call in a couple nights ago. I want to apologize for the sound quality a couple nights ago when I called in because I was using a headset that I thought had a pretty good microphone, and it was awful. I didn't realize how awful.
You sound fine tonight.
You can always listen to your calls by going to freetalklive.com and downloading the podcast that you called in on.
That's, well, as far as the apology, I don't even remember it, so don't worry about it. But
I wanted to say it sounded like I was talking through a straw or something, and it just was horrible. So
you know, it is bad. It's amazing how many of these headsets are just god awful. We've had a lot of people call with Bluetooth headsets in, and I understand they're supposed to save you from, you know, crashing in cars or whatever, but the sound quality is just terrible. So you're better off just pulling over and then making the phone call in just directly on the headset.
I had a good Bluetooth headset years ago. People thought I was standing right in the room with them. Because,
so, Tim, what were you calling about tonight besides Bluetooth headset reviews?
And Buffalo trampling, No, there's a movie that just came out. I don't know if you're aware of it, but it's called Amerageddon.
No, I've not heard of this.
It's about a grid-down situation where the entire United States of America basically is under martial law because of the electrical grid of the United States having been destroyed by terrorism. And it's an independent movie, but it was produced by you guys are aware of the Curves fitness chain, which is women only basically.
Yeah.
The founder of that was Gary Haven, and he was a producer of the movie. He's a billionaire. I mean, he spent a lot of money on making this movie. And from what everyone says who's seen it, it's very good. It's in a limited number of venues right now, a limited number of screens. But if people could log on to, it was advertised heavily on Alex Jones. Alex Jones is a friend of Gary Heaven's, or Haven, excuse me, and Mike Norris, too, Chuck Norris's son. So... I just wanted to bring that up because I don't think people are very much aware of what can happen with, I mean, you guys sit there with computers, electricity.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we take it for granted until it's gone. And and thanks for the call, Tim. I appreciate it. You know, up here in New Hampshire, I think more people are pretty aware of the dangers of loss of power because if you lose power during the wintertime, up here, and a lot of times large swaths of the state will lose power here. You could freeze to death, and sometimes people do. So that
I've got a generator.
Well, good for you.
Don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't.
It's a good idea to have one.
It is. But, you know, your average person in an apartment building may not, and maybe the apartment building doesn't. Anyway,
I think that people up here are more likely to take a generator seriously because...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they know.
You could die.
Right. They know about that here.
You probably won't die.
People will die also in hotter states, too. Elderly folks who are not getting the proper hydration during a power outage when their air conditioning is not working.
Well, if you want to watch, like, something pretty scary, there's all kinds of fascinating documentaries about like blackouts that have happened. Like there's one in New York where like 50 million people lost power.
Wow.
So you're talking like that's pretty scary to me. I knew a guy, I had a friend in Georgia, he lived in New Orleans during Katrina, and he would tell me stories about like, you know, sleeping on the couch with a shotgun, and he had to park his car next to the house because someone like tried to siphon the gas, so he had to like move his car.
Oh,
so
geez.
You know, like people were trying to rob him.
Sounds like Venezuela, where according to TheAtlantic.com, it's falling apart. And they'll give you some scenes from daily life in the failing state. But first, Tom is on the line. Tom the Bigot, calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Actually, I'm not a bigot, though. I hate cops, I hate smokers, and I don't like queers, but I judge people not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. But anyway...
Just based on what you just said, that you hate queers, that has nothing to do with the content of anyone's character. You are hating someone based on their sexual orientation, sir. You haven't even met most of the queers you hate.
Don't take the bait, Tom. Just go ahead and talk about what you're talking about, because if he calls you Tom the bigot, and you talk about something... That's not bigoted, then he just looks like a fool.
Well, he's earned that title. I gave it to him the last time he called in because we haven't had Scott the Bigot call for years on the show. So I think that it's available at this point.
In any case, I didn't say that I hate queers. I said I don't like queers. But in any case,
okay, whatever.
It's about on Saturday, this past Saturday, my wife and I were at DCA, which is Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, which is actually in Arlington, Virginia. And while we were there, we had plenty of time ahead of our flight, and they made an announcement that this flight with 168 veterans from Wisconsin was about to arrive at a nearby gate. And anybody who would like to, you know, greet them and thank them for serving. These were veterans from Second World War, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War who were just going to go see the sights of Washington, D.C. just for a day. They're only in town for a day, and then they're going to be going back. And they actually had a band there from Northern Virginia to be right there at the gate in the ticket area. And a lot of people, you know, they had time to go up there and clap and thank them for serving and all of that stuff. But if you do stuff like that, you're only encouraging more people to go and sign up for, like, let's face it, the war in Iraq was started just so Vice President Cheney's friends at Halliburton could make money off the oil.
And right, you can't call the people that vote for the war bad folks and say that they're not worthy of support and they're a bunch of criminals in Washington, D.C., and then support the people that go and fight the war. It just doesn't make sense. That's not a good method for stopping the wars.
Who's to say the people who are applauding the troops were against the war?
Well, what they'll tell you so often is, you can be against the war, but you must support the troops. And I don't know what it means.
No, I get what you're saying. I just don't know if any of those people were there.
I think the federal government should go ahead and pay for whatever for the wars that it fights, including up to and including all the benefits to the vets. But that doesn't mean I support the wars.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I think people should feel sorry for these troops. Many of them were, snookered. They were fooled into joining this organization. A lot of these recruiters are liars, and they just gave false information to dupe young people into joining the military, and then they have to take all these orders from these criminals known as politicians. Hour number three is on the way. 855, 453.
Books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.